Well, with us now this morning, Eva M. Doyle from the Criterion newspaper. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Moran.
Nice to have you with us so bright and early for sure. How about, let's look back, though, to last night. You've been calling for this to honor the victims of the coronavirus pandemic by leaving the porch lights on all week long, starting with last night. How did it go last night for you?
Well, I think it went pretty good for the beginning. And because I'm sheltering in place a great deal, I'm a senior citizen now. I usually would be up and down the street, but I did receive a couple of phone calls from a neighbor around the corner from me. He and his wife are on board with this, and they're very, very happy to do it. And I received a couple emails. So I think people are thinking about it and thinking it's a good idea to honor the victims of COVID-19.
And let's move forward. So you want to do this all week long. So what are you going to ask people? Let's say they're hearing this for the first time now. What do you want them to do tonight?
Well, first of all, it's for the rest of the week and all throughout the month of May leading up to Memorial Day.
Okay.
I would like for people to turn on their porch lights. If they don't have a porch light, so some people may not, they can put out some lights across their front window or across their door. I'm preferring white lights, and this is in honor of those people who have lost their lives to the COVID-19, and also for those people who are still sick and who are still struggling with this deadly virus. And I just wanted to do I can't get out of the house to do what I would like to do, so I'm doing it from my home, and I'm asking people to join me in this spirit of unity and recognizing the people who are suffering and who have lost lives.
You know, Eva, even though you don't get out of the house right now like a lot of folks aren't, at the same time, I bet you're very well connected. I mean, you always have been, you know, being a columnist and such, and of course, a longtime teacher here in Buffalo, you're very well known. What about some of the people you're talking to? How are they coping during this time where, like you said, so many are inside their homes and trying to make do with what they can?
I think that there are a lot of seniors who are alone. And they're going through this, and they don't have a connection to a lot of family. So it's important that we remember that as we go through this crisis and we all come together in some kind of way. I'm fortunate. I can't see my grandchildren or my great-grands, and everything is being done by phone and via the computer. And I tell you something, as a senior citizen, Mr. Moran, I really had to learn how to use this technology. So I feel very blessed. And I want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak to your listeners. And I hope that everybody, and this is just not, I live on the east side of Buffalo, but this is not just an east side of Buffalo thing. This is, I'm encouraging everyone across Western New York to think about others, to think about their family, and to unite in unity. That's my goal.
Well, we'll make sure we have our lights on for you tonight and all throughout the month of May. And Eva M. Doyle, I really appreciate you taking some time with us so bright and early this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you again. Have a good day.